Experts are pushing for changes to the False Claims Act. Now, the FCA, it's an old law. It's supposed to deter fraud against the government and help recover funds. But agencies still lose billions and billions every year to fraud and abuse. David Ogden is the chair of WilmerHale's Government and Regulatory Litigation Group. He participates in a panel discussion today on reforming the False Claims Act. Earlier, he told us the problem with the FCA is that it only helps find and punish fraud by creating incentives for whistleblowers.
But it's not been as effective at preventing fraud. The government estimates that an awful lot of fraud still goes undetected, unreported. And we think that the act can be adjusted to be used in a new way, a tweak, as you said, continuing to use the after-the-fact litigation to punish, but also providing real concrete incentives for businesses that want to be law-abiding to implement state-of-the-art compliance programs aimed at preventing and detecting fraud in the first place. We think that these tweaks that are being proposed by the Chamber of Commerce would preserve the really important things that the False Claims Act does, but result in less fraud, less money lost by the government, and less lawsuits, all of which are good things.
So, David, explain to us first why the False Claims Act hasn't been as successful as you think it should have. I mean, is it the way it's written? Is it the way it's been enforced? What's wrong with it?
What it does is to incentivize whistleblowers to come straight to the government with information, pay them gigantic bounties to do so. But everybody in the government in particular still says an awful lot of fraud's going unaddressed. And we think the focus needs to be, of course, you punish the wrongdoers, but the act punishes so severely even companies that are trying to do the right thing. We think if you had a program in place in which companies that had the best possible efforts to comply with the law, state-of-the-art compliance, which would be certified by auditors to say these companies are doing the very best they can, those companies should still be punished, but be punished in a measurably less way. Instead of three times damages plus hundreds of millions in liquidated, 1.5 times the damages. Give them a real reason to get their compliance program certified, keep them at the best level, and really prevent the fraud. Everybody thinks preventing fraud in the first place and having it reported as quickly as possible to government by the companies would be the best thing. Right now, the False Claims Act doesn't do that.
So
these proposals would by tweaking it in small ways, would do that, we think.
So David, explain to me, you said, and apologies if I didn't get this just right, the False Claims Act punishes companies trying to do the right thing?
Right now it does, because what happens is, you know, most major companies that do business with the government, want to comply with the law. And typically what they'll do when they find out about fraud is that they will report it to the government. But they can do the very, very best efforts at that, do everything they possibly could to do it. And yet if an employee does violate the law in the government's judgment, these enormous, enormous punishments get visited on the company. And so the problem is that, you know, and no company over time can guarantee there'll never be a violation. So what we think should happen is the False Claims Act should be tweaked so that companies can prove to an independent auditor that they have the best systems. And if they do, if there is a violation, they'll be treated in certain ways, and they're very defined, somewhat more leniently. That concept is not a new idea, to treat people trying to do the right thing better when they run afoul of the law. But we're trying to do it in a very concrete and specific way that leaves the best of the False Claims Act there and effective, but makes it effective in this new way of incentivizing companies to do everything they can to comply with the law.
So, in other words, it would take into account corporate intent. Is that a good way of putting it? When something does go wrong,
what it would do is take into account that companies have put in place every system to encourage whistleblowers to come to the company, to protect whistleblowers, to report wrongdoing the minute it's discovered, to prevent wrongdoing from happening. And so if the company does those things, it would incentivize them to go to independent auditors to certify them as such. And if they have that certification and they maintain those systems, then several things would change. For example, instead of treble damages, three times the harm to the government. It would be 1.5 times to the government if they reported it first to the government. Instead of having whistleblowers just go running into court and let the fraud continue, as happens now, now whistleblowers go to court secretly. The fraud continues, and after the fact, way down the road, we may get a judgment. Instead, we'd say, look, if you have one of these great systems that protects whistleblowers, you have to go to the company first before you sue so the company can stop the fraud. Those kinds of common sense tweaks that would allow companies, incentivize them to do the right thing, and then allow them to do the right thing.
We're speaking with David Ogden. He's chair of WilmerHale's Government and Regulatory Litigation Group. You've also worked at the Justice Department. In terms of enforcing the act, so, I mean, to me, it seems like what you're advocating for is a softening of the enforcement and perhaps something that would be less of a deterrent to companies, because you're saying the penalties would be less and that whistleblowers would be at least heavily encouraged to go through the company even if they fear retaliation, as opposed to seeking retribution by going outside the company.
You know, I have been at the Justice Department. In fact, I ran the Justice Department's False Claims Act program in the Clinton administration, and more recently played a role in setting up the so-called HEAT initiative that cracks down on healthcare fraud. So I'm a believer in the False Claims Act. And what this would do is leave the False Claims Act and its very strong deterrence in place for companies that don't change the way they do business and certify themselves as doing the very, very best they can. And it would continue to leave criminal punishment, multiplied damages in place, even for companies that do make these changes. But it would create real incentives to make companies truly the first line of defense against fraud in a way that the law doesn't do now. So I don't view it as softening it. I view it as using the strong incentives and punishments of the False Claims Act to cause companies to have the best possible prevention systems and protect whistleblowers. I mean, under systems like this, whistleblowers shouldn't fear retaliation because they would be certified by independent auditors as having the right protections for whistleblowers. And that's an important thing, because if those protections aren't in place, that's one thing. Whistleblowers should go straight to the government. But if there are good systems with good companies that protect whistleblowers, that want whistleblowers to come forward, then they should go to the company, because what that does is let the company stop the fraud, stop the wrongdoing right away, and report it to the government itself. And that's the way the system ought to work. We ought to encourage that kind of relationship between employers and employees, and that's what these changes would help do.
Have you detected any people in Congress that are ready to look at these particular changes?
Well, it's early days. I'm really pleased we're doing this forum later today, as you mentioned, on the Hill, hosted by the Law and Economic Center of George Mason University at noon, to talk about it, and we're hoping to get interest. These are really common sense, modest changes that we think would do a lot of good.
And I have a sort of a broader question here. You take the issue of false claims, and if you look at so many other contractor-related issues that are cogitating in regulation and in law, such as supply chain compliance and so forth, there's probably a half a dozen. Have you noticed over the years that whether especially the publicly traded federal contractors are adding compliance officers as distinct from their chief legal counsels?
I think that's done in companies in different ways. I think, you know, one school of thought is that it makes sense to have a separate compliance process separate from the legal counsel. A lot of companies do it that way. Other companies think it's important to have it be a unified system that does both things. And one of the, I think, great things about this idea that we're talking about would be it would allow the government and industry to come together to think about what are the best ways, what are the kinds of compliance systems that work the best, and let's incentivize companies to adopt those. So it would define what those standards are, if it's separate, if it's together, whatever, you know, what kind of whistleblower protections, et cetera. And then it would really say to companies, look, do this, and you'll still be punished if you do something wrong, but we'll do it in a different way that makes sense to do those things.
And David, when you look at different industries, I mean, can you break it down into saying if there's some industries for which the current False Claims Act is working pretty well in terms of policing this type of fraud, and other industries that could really benefit from these changes that you're proposing?
You know, I think it's an interesting question. I mean, we see a great deal of enforcement right now in the healthcare industry, and previously there was a great deal of enforcement in the defense industry. But, you know, the fact is that thousands of these claims, whistleblower claims, get filed every year. Very few of them actually turn out to have merit. And you know, I think in general the system is for companies in industries that are trying to do the right thing has problems for the reasons we've identified. Does good things. It brings out claims, sure. It brings out too many claims because things get filed that don't have merit, and it doesn't incentivize good corporate behavior as much as it should. So really across the board, we think this is a good idea.